Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Archer Daniels Midland Company today announced an agreement to sell its global chocolate business to Cargill for $400 million. The proposed sale is expected to close during the first half of 2015 and is subject to regulatory approval and other customary conditions. About 700 employees will transfer to Cargill with the sale. The new Federal Dairy Margin Protection Program is open for business today. The Market Protection Program is an insurance option for dairy farmers that is being run through the Farm Service Agency. The program will pay indemnities to farmers when the difference between the price of milk and feed costs falls below a coverage level selected by the farmer. Enrollment runs until November 28th for the 2014 and 2015 calendar years. The European Union will make a decision on further Russian sanctions by Friday. The sanctions are expected to build on measures taken in July to hit Russia's energy, defense, and financial sectors. Russia has already warned that it will retaliate against any fresh sanctions measures. At a summit on Saturday, EU leaders urged Russia to withdraw its troops from Ukraine and to stem the flow of weapons and fighters across its border into eastern Ukraine. Russia has said, though, that it has sent no troops into Ukraine. The International Grains Council has increased its forecast for the 2014-15 global wheat crop to 713 million metric tons. That's up 11 million metric tons, citing greater harvest acreage levels in Russia and Europe. The IGC also raised its forecast for the global corn crop for the 2014-15 year by 4 million tons to 973 million metric tons. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Leonard. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's another interesting forecast day across the Midwest. We had quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity occur during the weekend across the region, and it looks like we're still going to be faced with another couple of opportunities for rain coming up over the next couple of weeks. The good news is that it doesn't just rain every day everywhere, but we are going to maintain somewhat of a moist environment across the region, which won't go over very well for crop maturation and harvest progress in some areas. During the course of the weekend, we saw a lot of rain occur from portions of Kansas and Missouri northward through Iowa into Minnesota and Wisconsin. We also saw rain occur in other areas, but in that particular corridor, we saw a lot of 1 to 3 inch plus amounts of rainfall, and that has left the ground saturated again in parts of Iowa. In our formerly dry areas in Minnesota and Wisconsin are plenty wet right now, and with crops being immature, we definitely need to see some drier weather evolve for a little while. Well, the forecast is going to offer a little bit of a mix of weather across the heart of the Midwest. I think this week we'll see some more warm weather, but there is some pooling of coolness starting to occur up in Canada. We're going to be watching that rather closely as we move forward through this next week. The odds are fairly good that some of that cool air will work its way into the Midwest as we work our way into the weekend and into next week, but there will not be any kind of threatening cold in the heart of the U.S. Midwest anytime soon. Our temperatures over the next few days will warm back into the 80s and some lower 90s, with the outlook for Wednesday and Thursday being warmest across the region. On Friday, we'll see the northwestern areas quite a bit cooler, with only 60 and some 70-degree readings likely. The lower parts of the Midwest will still be in the 80s and lower 90s on Friday, so it'll be a good week for those areas, at least from a temperature perspective. Once we get into the weekend, the temperatures will cool down in the lower parts of the Midwest as well, with some 70 and lower 80-degree temperatures anticipated. Our lowest temperatures this week will probably not be any cooler than some 40-degree readings in the far northwestern Corn Belt. The heart of the Midwest will see a lot of 60 and 70-degree lows until we get to the weekend, when we'll start seeing a little more air-conditioned air coming into the region with 50 and some 60-degree readings expected. As I mentioned before, we do have a couple of opportunities for rain coming up, and it looks like those rain events are not necessarily going to be widespread big soakers, but we will have at least some scattered thunderstorms that could produce some locally heavy rainfall at times. Today's forecast rain is mostly focused on southern Missouri into parts of Indiana and Ohio, and there will be a few strong storms in that corridor. Perhaps some 1 to 2 inch amounts will occur in a few areas, especially in central Indiana and maybe a couple spots in northern Ohio. The rest of the Midwest will be relatively dry. A few spotty showers will be possible today, but it should be a pleasant day in the northwest half of the region. Go into the day tomorrow, I think we'll probably see the majority of the region starting off dry, but some showers and thunderstorms will begin in the western Corn Belt at that point in time, in the afternoon, that is, and we'll likely see those work their way from Missouri, Iowa, and Minnesota into Wisconsin, Illinois, and parts of Kentucky by the time we get to tomorrow evening. Then after that, the precipitation should diminish somewhat before moving much further to the east, and a new wave of precipitation will form in the upper parts of the Midwest. The next more So a generalized soaking rain for the Midwest will probably hold off until Friday into Saturday, when that cooler air starts to work its way across the region. Until then, it's really not a bad scenario for the majority of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 6.23¾, down 2½. December 6.39, down 3¾. Soft September 5.51, up 3/4. December 3.64¼, up 3/4. September corn 3.58½, and it is down 0.5. December 3.66¼, up 1½. September soybeans 10.96, up 6½. November 10.32½, up 8¼. September soybean meal 4.44.50, up $5. September soybean oil is 32.28, and it is up 24 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Market, long three-day weekend. We come back, and we didn't really get violent in one way or another.
No, I think we're just kind of, on the corn side of things, kind of seeing a continuation here of kind of a sideways movement. We're really kind of between a 350 and 370 December futures market here on corn, it seems like. And I think, you know, if you're looking for opportunities, you try to look towards the top end of that range and try to avoid the bottom end right now. On soybeans, we got down there and we really tested some lows. I mean, I think they're strategically or technically, you could look at a $10 mark there as maybe being some pretty strong support. We got down close to that. And I think we're just seeing some profit taking here on the beans. I wouldn't put a lot of emphasis on this, but we are seeing a little bit of a push higher.
So is this the kind of week where we move sideways, wait and what?
Yeah, I think move sideways. I think we probably start to see a little bit of harvest pickup, move north a little bit and see what kind of yields and stuff we have. But the reality, well, and the other thing is we've got a report coming out here in a week or so. I think the conditions report now will be looked at a little bit closer just from a maturity standpoint today, but nothing real. I don't see any big news out there during this week, to be honest with you.
And that report, as we begin to focus on it, do you think it has the ability to be a mover, or will it be a wash as people look forward to the following report in October and the acreage updates?
Well, you never know. I mean, the USDA could make some changes. I mean, I think you will have some maturity differences that, you know, they can maybe get a little bit more on weights than what they had before. But I think the big thing people are going to look at is whether you see on the corn, see the yields going up or down from the August report. I think most suspect they'll go higher.
Will it be a week where the basis will be moving around quite a bit?
Boy, I don't know if it'll move as much as last week or not, but I guess I think it could. I think on beans, you know, volatility in the basis has really been wild last week on old crop, and that's where we're at. We just don't have many beans. We can't have kind of solved that problem by taking some downtime in some processing plants. Corn, I think you see the new crop stay fairly strong, the old crop stay fairly strong, but I don't see a lot of change in the new crop.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. September corn is 359 and a quarter up a quarter. December, 366 and a half up 1 3/4. Go out to July, 394 and a half up 1 3/4. September soybeans, 1099 up 9 1/2. November, 1034 up 9 3/4. September soybean meals, $4.45 up $5.50. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.